Why do the people have such a hard time understanding the Trinity? Let me explain to you the Trinity right now. We were at the door of a Hispanic man, and he said that he was testigos de Jehová, you know, Jehovah's Witness. And we were talking to him, and he said, what is a spirit? He's like, tell me right now, what is a spirit? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, how do you define a word like that? Like, what is death? Define for me death in 10 words or less. You know, these words are concepts that don't really have any synonyms. And they said, what's a spirit? I said, well, a spirit is a person. Okay? And he thought that was insanity. But think about this. Myself here, my being, Stephen Anderson, is made up of three parts. I have a physical body, the flesh. I have the soul, and I have the spirit. Now, if you were to isolate my soul and spirit from my body, okay, would my soul and spirit be Stephen Anderson? Would it be me? Would it be a person? Yes. I mean, when I die, that's exactly what's going to happen. My physical body is going to fall to the ground. My soul and spirit are going to be carried up to heaven. Will that still be me up in heaven? Absolutely. That's who I am. My soul is who I am. My spirit is who I am. My body identifies who I am. Okay? So what happened when Jesus Christ came to this earth, the incarnation, is that a separation occurred between God's three parts where Jesus, the Word that was with God and that was God, became flesh and dwelt among us. And God the Father is up in heaven. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. And Jesus Christ was physically on this earth. Now, if you were to take my body and my soul and separate them, they would both still be me, even though they're in two different locations. Okay, that's all that there is with the Trinity. God is a three-part being. He made us in His own image the same way.